You know, in the supermarkets, in their packaged foods, they'll say not suitable for freezing. Generally, that's because it's already been frozen and they've defrosted it to sell to you, right? But in that controlled environment, it may not be as cut and dried as that. You're not a real thrill seeker in many cases if you decide to refreeze stuff. But if, for example, you've gotten a piece of chicken out of the freezer to defrost for dinner one night, you end up working late, maybe your friend talks you into getting a pub feed, or, you know, you realise you've defrosted too much and you don't end up eating it, what do? Do you just chuck it back in the fridge and cook it the next day? Do you throw it out entirely or refreeze it? Well, apparently 76% of us think that it's not safe to refreeze thawed chicken or other raw meats. Beverly says, policy is no food once thawed should be refrozen. Harriet says, you can freeze it again, but it'll not be safe to eat. Tamara says, technically you can refreeze it, but as for defrosting again and eating, well, that's a no-no. But Dr. Kylie Houston is here to bust that myth for us. She's the Deputy Executive Director of the Australian Chicken Meat Federation. Kylie, thanks for coming on this afternoon.
Hi, good. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming on to save thousands of kilos of chicken meat that might otherwise have been sent to the rubbish.
Yeah, well, that's a horrible thing to think about. I mean, if it's still good to eat, we want to make sure people are actually eating it.
So where does this story about it being unsafe come from?
Let me just, first thing first, it is actually very safe to refreeze chicken, assuming you've handled it and defrosted it properly in the first place. But really, it comes down to a bit of a misconception between the impact on quality when you freeze meat and then the impact on safety, which are two very different issues. So if you're refreezing meat, it does start to lose the quality over time because the fibres in the muscles start to break down. But from a safety perspective, assuming you've defrosted it in the fridge or really quickly in the microwave, for example, and then put it straight back in the freezer when you don't need it, it's still entirely safe to cook the next day.
The only one I would feel safe with there is defrosting in the fridge. That sounds like it's in a controlled environment all the time, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's all about whether there's any bacteria on the surface of the meat, whether the meat is in a position where the bacteria are going to grow. And, of course, the higher the temperature, so the closer it gets to room temperature, the more likely it is that any bacteria that land on the meat or are on the chicken meat will start to grow. So if you're defrosting it in the fridge, it definitely makes sure that, you know, any bacteria there aren't really going to grow much at all. But, I mean, if you are defrosting it in the fridge, you don't want to defrost it for more than maybe 24 hours, because if it's longer than that, then you probably want to start thinking about throwing it out.
Yeah, okay. So within 24 hours, just pop it straight back in the freezer and it's going to be okay. It's safety-wise, not necessarily quality-wise, though.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, it's still fine if you want to throw it into a satay or a casserole or something like that. But, you know, if you are wanting that really beautiful fresh piece of chicken breast to go with some roast veggies or something, continually refreezing the chicken is not going to give you that really nice, beautiful piece of chicken meat that you might get otherwise if you bought it fresh.
Is chicken more susceptible to bacteria than some of the other meats?
Well, that's a really hard one to answer because, I mean, any raw meat has the potential to have bacteria on it. It really comes down to how you handle it and how it was processed. So the way chicken meat is processed these days, the way it gets into the packaging and onto the shelves, is actually safer than it's ever been because of all the technological advances that the industry's adopted over the last few decades. So it is actually pretty safe when you get it at the shops. But there's always going to be that potential for there still be bacteria present, which can cause illness if they're splashed onto or transferred onto to raw foods that you aren't going to cook or if you don't cook your chicken thoroughly.
Okay, so what are some of the textbook some of the textbook procedures that will lead to food poisoning? What are some of the mistakes people make?
Leaving it out. Leaving it out of the fridge, leaving it out of the freezer is probably the number one thing. Another one would be, for some reason, many people still think that you need to wash your raw chicken before you cook it. Please don't do that, because if there's any bacteria present on the surface of the chicken, you're just splashing it around the kitchen. So don't wash your raw meat, but absolutely wash your hands and any utensils after you've handled raw chicken. So those are the three main reasons people break any of those sorts of rules when they're working with raw chicken in the kitchen, you're increasing your chances of making yourself and anyone you're cooking for have a bit of a tummy ache, maybe get a bit food poisoning.
And if food poisoning does arise, it's generally because of what you've done in the kitchen, not because of the packaging or any of the processing.
Well, generally. I mean, there's like I said, there's always the potential that you're going to have bacteria present on the chicken when you bring it home. But if you're handling it properly, then you're reducing your risks of getting sick by magnitude. And if you cook it, you're killing any bacteria that are present anyway. So just handle chicken in your kitchen really safely and you should be fine.
This thawing, refreezing process, I wouldn't suggest you do it too many times, though. That's not going to be particularly tasty at the end of it by the sounds of it.
No, you probably don't want to do it too many times because the quality does degrade the number of times, the more times you do it. You are potentially introducing food safety risks too because, you know, if you're not consistently handling it, defrosting it in the fridge and you never know how long it is, you've left it in the fridge and all those sorts of things. Those sorts of variables do start to come into play. So probably only a couple of times and then it's best just to throw it out. But absolutely, if you've brought it home fresh, you've decided you don't need to use it, you know, put it into size packages that are the size that you're going to need. So if you bring home six chicken breasts and you only usually cook with two, then split them up into little packages, shove them in the freezer and then defrost them in the fridge, preferably on the lower shelves where it's cooler in your fridge. When it's defrosted no more than 24 hours, yeah, it's good to go.
Kylie, what about keeping chicken in the freezer? How long can you do that for?
Well, I mean, if you leave chicken in the freezer too long, the quality does start to degrade because it can get freezer burn and things like that. So the ice in the freezer can start to impact on the quality of the meat. From a safety perspective, a food safety perspective, it's no real impact. But from a quality perspective, definitely. I mean, and you probably don't want to be holding raw chicken in your freezer for longer than maybe 6 months anyway. But I'd like to think Australians love their chicken meat. They'd be eating so much of it that I'd like to think there isn't too much chicken going to waste in the depths of people's freezers for that many months.